Rob Mark.
Amy Lobotka.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were going to say Amy Lobotka, and I thought I was going to do it, but I was going to try to introduce you as we come to attitude adjustment. And boy, do we need one today because it's toasty out there. And I can't think of somebody better to adjust our attitudes than Dan. Dan Pimentel's our local noted aviation journalist, photographer, graphic designer, but people probably know you for Airplanista.
Yep, that's me.
And so I guess what I'm curious to know is that I remember back in the old days when social media was hardly even thunk of around here at AirVenture. And you've got something that you've been doing. I forgot how many years this. Tell us about Oshbash, because that's what we know you for today.
Okay, well, that'll be an event I'm doing tomorrow in the press tent at 5:30. And it's at its core, it's a social media meetup event. And it's a way for all the people that are on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube, any other media, to come together and just have a chat session, basically. We're going to, for 2 hours, and just we're making it into kind of a networking event so people can come and bring their business cards and chat people up. And there's going to be a lot of podcasters there, and yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So we're going to actually talk to each other. We're not going to tweet at each other across the room,
right,
or anything.
There's no
like
need
that
to shorten any URLs and, okay, and or anything like that. You can talk in more than 140 characters.
Wow.
Okay, so this is a face-to-face social media event, right?
Right. It's called Real Life.
Real Life. I love it.
Wait a minute. Let me write that down. Real Life.
You should try it sometime.
I think this is really interesting. And you've been doing this, what, I can't even remember how many years now.
Oh, I think it's about 8 or 9. I did it. It started out as just a little book exchange where it's something to do while we all got together. And there's about 15 of us maybe. And it's grown every year. And every year I've tried to do different types of programs. And I've done all kinds of crazy things with it because it's just a lot of fun. It's my fun thing to do at Oshkosh. And this, and I did a poll on my blog, Airplanista, and I found out that most people want to come there just for the social aspect of it. So that's what we're doing this year. There's no program, although there's a couple of A-list people that are supposed to show up, and if they do, I might pull them up on the stage and talk to them briefly. But other than that, there's no agenda other than to come and just chat with people face to face.
That's cool. So anybody can get up on the stage, is what you're saying?
No, not
quite like that.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be fun, though, because we have so many people that we talk to on Twitter, and we see each other's IDs, and we listen to people's podcasts or read their blogs, and it's a nice chance for people to put faces to names and all that
absolutely
sort of thing. And,
absolutely.
Right.
And that's what you do in your other life, right? I mean, you're the social media maven of aviation.
Well, I'm one of a large group of av geeks that have figured out Twitter, and that's my main axe. I'm not really a big fan of Facebook, although I use it so I can see pictures of my granddaughter and see what people are eating.
Don't we all?
I just have found out a long time ago that Twitter it's just a really cool way to not only connect with a niche, but inside of a niche, Cessna people that have seaplanes. You know, and if you want to drill down to that little niche on Twitter, if you do a couple of the right searches and figure out what people are doing, you can connect with just those people. That's really cool. But then at a show like this, Twitter is invaluable. I tell people, I was telling somebody at the airport yesterday on the way here, that if you really want to track this show, get a Twitter app, whatever application, do hashtag OSH16 and save that search, because it's real time. I mean, real time. If something happens over on 27 and somebody's gear collapses, as the trucks are rolling out there, it's all over Twitter already.
And that's the beauty of it. I've had people ask me about Twitter too and say, I don't know, why bother? I don't watch my phone every second of the day. But I have come to find after having, I took off a year just because I thought it was a waste of time. I just had enough. And I came back and I just said, oh yeah, all these guys are still here. And it's a great way to find out what's going on deep inside an industry very quickly. And you'll find insights about things that you might not see in the news for a day or two. And if you're not a news junkie like that, I guess maybe it wouldn't make any difference. But we tend to be, don't we? We like all that stuff.
We do. And Twitter's the cool thing about that. There's several things. One is you don't have to pay to boost your post. So it, you can pretty much figure out that if all your people, if they're going to probably see a good bit of what you're posting. It's a great marketing tool for everybody, vendors, organizations, but they have to do it. It has to be authentic. It has to be. It's not all about me, me, me. It has to be about the industry and about everything.
That's critical. And while we're talking about that, let's talk about the things you don't put on Twitter if you want to be taken seriously.
Right. You have to be careful. You have to be respectful of everything, because just about as anything is with online today, if you make one wrong move, it explodes.
Oh, yeah. People will absolutely unfollow you if you are flaming people, if you are really antagonistic, if you get too snarky even.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do well. If you want to be taken seriously, if you want to be a true news source that people follow, I mean, you can be a little kitschy, you know, you can be cute even sometimes.
Kitschy and semi-snarky.
But what I have found is there are a lot of words that seem fairly innocuous to a certain generation, but they have negative connotations.
Right.
And we won't tell you what they are here.
No,
probably.
because this is a family station. But even words that even words that we use a lot and we don't find them offensive, other people do. You need to be really careful about that.
Well, the whole social media aspect of AV, it's all just growing like crazy. This year it's exploding. I mean, it's really busy with.
Sure, and I was going to say that the one trick, you know, we're talking about just reading posts. It's not just about that. It is about saying, wow, Dan had a really interesting post. I'm going to share it with other people.
That's
I'm going to retweet it.
Exactly.
And hopefully then the 13,000, 14,000 people I had go, oh, you know, Rob thought that was cool at Jetwine. Maybe I should take a look. And that's how these things really just grow and grow.
It's phenomenal. A couple of Oshkoshes ago, I was flying up here, and I got a really good service from the flight attendant. So I went to at United. Hey, your FA's on flight blah 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 to Appleton. They were really cool. Well, United reposted, shared that, retweeted it, and they've got 693,000 followers. And so suddenly my words and my is out attributed to that, and it goes out to all of them. So that's the cool thing about Twitter. If you have good content and you're smart about the industry and you know what's going on and you can send a link, hey, go read this, it's really cool, blah blah blah, people will use it and it could go viral fairly quickly.
Sure. And I think too that, you know, a question I've been asked is, you know, are you involved in this just because you want people to think you're cool? Maybe, but actually I think I'm involved with Twitter at least because I just think I have things to say and I have insights into things that I just notice, and I'll post a comment and sometimes people will say, wow, I never thought of that. That's really cool. Or that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, but everybody, as you said before about the words, people have a way of editing themselves most of the time on aviation, at least.
Well, Rob, you don't need to be cool. Use social media to be cool. I understand. Aren't you the only person that's ever flown an A380 inverted?
We actually never went inverted.
Okay,
but
into a hammerhead, maybe.
No, we didn't do that either.
Okay.
Thank you for retweeting that. Actually, I appreciate that. But this is really great. So maybe we should tell people again that Oshbash is going to be.
Tomorrow
Tuesday.
Night. Tomorrow night, 5:30, over in the press tent. Everybody's welcome.
And we just bring our own food, or
No, we're actually doing something kind of interesting. We're doing a bacon jerky tasting. It's like a wine tasting, only it's suited for AvGeeks, which, if anybody knows the AvGeek community, it's all about the bacon.
And just tell us one last thing here about this bacon thing. What is this obsession with bacon and this show?
You'd probably have to ask Larry Overstreet about that.
Larry's the mayor of this place.
He's the mayor of this place.
What's it called again?
It's a camp called Bacon.
Camp Bacon.
Yeah.
And it's been around for a few years as well.
In my world, in my little tiny world, and most of the people I know, like yourself, in this circle of podcasts, media people, technology people, it's the center of our universe. It just happens to be that. At any given time, you can go in there and somebody will be sitting there with their MacBook on their lap coding in Python. And you go like, okay, and they're, oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just blah, 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 and or editing video, or there's people charging their three devices. It's an interesting place, but I don't know about what happened with the bacon, but I'm going with it at Oshkosh. I contacted the people from Pork Barrel Barbecue. They were on Shark Tank, and they were saying that they had this bacon, and Barbara Corcoran, the one that invested, was just scarfing down this bacon on TV. I'm going like, must be pretty good. She goes, I can't stop eating it. I can't stop eating. So I contacted them, and I said, I got this big event.
And so, I mean, I think the bacon is the best part. The first time I was there, and somebody passed around a plate and said, you got to have some bacon. I said, so Camp Bacon really has bacon? They went, what did you think?
Yeah, really?
And I think I tweeted that. Camp Bacon has real bacon. but it's a great place. And I think that's the best part of this whole show, is that everybody talks airplanes with everybody, even if they don't know them. And it's a great place. So, and Dan, where can people find you on Twitter or social media anywhere?
On Twitter, it's at Aviate_Rdan, A-V-8-R-D-A-N, and then airplanista.com, AIRPLANISTA.com. That's my blog. I've been doing it for 10 years. You can contact me through there.
That's great. Well, Dan Pometta, we'd really like to thank you for being on today, and we will be back after a break in just a second.
Congratulations on your flying gig.
Thank you.